Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tammy Rose.
Storm warnings and watches are in effect as Tropical Storm Colin starts to dump rain on Florida's west coast. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is packing maximum sustained winds of 50 miles per hour. Dennis Jones says because it's not looking like a high impact system, it's functioning as a dress rehearsal.
We're taking a look at all of our procedures. We're making sure that everything that we have documented as far as how we're going to practice. We're making sure that all of those procedures work, all of those practices work.
Jones says residents are being warned to secure loose objects outside and get set for street flooding in the usual low spots. Authorities in Cincinnati are expected to announce soon whether the family of a boy who climbed into a gorilla exhibit at a zoo will face charges. The three-year-old fell into the enclosure late last month and was dragged around by the 450-pound gorilla. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Rusty Humphreys, host of Trending Today USA, where we feature the biggest and the best and the brightest trending stories in the world. One of the places I go first every single day is WesternJournalism.com. Chris Agee's here. He's the managing editor of WesternJournalism.com. What makes WesternJournalism.com so special?
Well, Rusty, I think it is very special. We bring you the news as it actually happens. We're one of the places that you can come for the facts, and they're backed up by what's actually happening out there.
You know, a lot of websites, they deal in rumor and innuendo. You guys are really dealing in journalism, is that right?
Oh, absolutely. And there's no question that we're going to bring you pro-American news. I mean, we're going to bring you stuff that makes you proud of the freedoms that we have. And we back up the Constitution every step of the way, but that doesn't influence our reporting. Our reporting is the truth, is 100% accurate.
Make sure you check it out. One of the best websites in the world, WesternJournalism.com. That's WesternJournalism.com.
Rescue crews in Mississippi are working around the clock trying to reach two miners who remain buried after a gravel pit collapse. Officials say the men were engulfed in a wall of sludge while operating a dump truck Friday in Crystal Springs, located just outside Jackson. The Mississippi Emergency Management Agency says the odds of rescuing the men grow dimmer with each passing hour. Boxing legend Muhammad Ali will be laid to rest this week. Family spokesman Bob Gunnell says there will be no political overtones in the memorial service.
This is about how Muhammad Ali lived his life. And so the inclusiveness is not meant to set out a political statement. It's meant to reflect how he lived his entire life.
Funeral services for the three-time heavyweight champion are set for Friday in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky. The services will be open to the public. I'm Tammy Rose, and this is USA Radio News, powered by Western Journalism.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow-drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The first private mission to the moon might soon get the green light. USA Radio's John DeMester has details.
Well, the company Moon Express wants to put scientific equipment on the lunar surface sometime in 2017. A collection of federal regulators has been reviewing the proposal and is reportedly ready to sign off on it. The California-based startup wants to use an as-of-yet untested rocket to put a telescope on the moon. For USA Radio News, I'm John DeMaster.
A new bill authored by State Senator Dr. Richard Pan aims to increase the public's confidence in autopsy reports. He says autopsies are indispensable in the criminal justice system, but they can also bring comfort to people mourning the death of a loved one.
Autopsies also help families bring closure in the death of a loved one, especially if it's under either criminal or suspicious circumstances.
Pan says his bill, which was recently approved by the Senate and now moves to the Assembly, will hold those performing autopsies accountable for their work. A one-mile stretch of shore in Southern California remains closed today after the sightings of great white sharks. There were multiple sightings Sunday afternoon off of Sunset Beach, prompting firefighters to prohibit anyone from getting into the ocean. This comes after a shark attack in Orange County waters last week. The victim in that incident remains hospitalized with a large bite wound on her right side. I'm Tammy Rose, and this is USA Radio News, powered by Western Journalism.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
The weather today is sunny with a high near 83. West winds 8 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with a low around 62. Southwest winds 5 to 7 miles an hour, becoming calm after midnight. Tuesday, a chance of showers between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. Then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Mostly sunny with a high near 82. How can it rain and be sunny too? I don't understand that. Anyway, light west winds increasing to 8 to 13 miles an hour in the morning. The chance of precipitation is 30%, and Tuesday night is a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9 p.m. After that, it'll be partly cloudy with a low around 54, west winds 8 to 11 miles an hour, and we have a precipitation chance of about 30%. Wednesday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 9 a.m. Then it'll be partly sunny with a high near 71, west winds 8 to 18 miles an hour, and new rainfalls amount of possibly a tenth to a quarter of an inch. Wednesday night is a chance of showers again and thunderstorms before 9 p.m. and partly cloudy with a low around 49.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to Mental Health Matters. This is NAMI's Hour, compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I am your host, Larry Cartwright, and NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. In Hunterdon County, we're all volunteers. We have no office, no paid staff. We work out of our houses. And what we try to do, in fact, there's a chapter of NAMI in every county in the state of New Jersey, every state in the union, and overseas. And like I said, in Hunterdon County, we're all volunteers. What we try to do is we try to help people who have someone either in their family or know someone or have is some or someone who have a mental health issue. And we do it in various ways. We do it through family-to-family class, which is a 12-week course. for people who have someone they know, maybe it's even the next door neighbor or somebody they work with, to try to understand a little bit more about what the person is going through. We have support groups to help people understand a little more also what their loved one or their neighbor or whoever they work with is going through. And everything we do is free. There is no charge. There's a course we have called Educating the Educators, because in today's economy, a lot of times both mothers and fathers both work and aren't home till 6:30 at night. So the teachers spend a lot of time during the week with the child. And this course, Educating the Educators, enlightens the teacher as to what to look for in case there is something that, you know, they feel is a little different. Today, we're very privileged to have with us Eileen Fisher, who is the manager of the Getting Together Center and is also a radio host on a local radio station, WDVR, in Surgeonsville. We have Sharon, who was recently hired as a driver for the Getting Together Center. And I have Grace Buchanan, who is sitting here observing and trying to debate whether she wants to be a part of this or not. So, Eileen, would you explain what the Getting Together Center is? Who does it serve, etc.?
Okay, Getting Together is a self-help center, and we serve people over 18 who have had experience with a mental health issue. They can be in recovery for many, many years. They can have just found out they're diagnosed. They can be trying to navigate the sort of recovery that comes with being duly diagnosed, say with mental health and addictions, or mental health and some other things. We're there. We started very much as a social organization, because that was the one recognized thing that once people started to come out of hospitals, once people started to need less services, they also found that they had less contact with other people just generally. So that the centers became a place eventually to be able to connect with others and connect with others who understand. We're completely non-clinical. Everybody who's on staff at the centers happens to have some sort of similar challenge. And we've been in existence since 1997. The earliest self-help center in New Jersey is, I would say, about 1980 something.
Okay.
And that's probably on our own up in, I'm going to take a wild guess and say Bergen. A woman named Judy Baines knows all about it. Over the years, we've been encouraged by the state, who is our funder, to expand and do other things, such as bring wellness components in and talk to people about aspects of their lives that maybe no one else talks to them about, like, you know, what are the goals around your financial needs? What are your goals around your just general health needs? What are your goals around say maybe you want to go back to school or something? How can we support you in doing that?
Okay.
You know, so that's something that's evolved over the years as well. And self-advocacy and advocacy in general has been important over the years too. So that's pretty much the three main parts of our mission is doing something to take the edge off of social isolation, encouraging people to look at their lives as a whole and not just about the things that that come about because of depression or schizophrenia or OCD or whatever, and to get out there and advocate for yourself and each other. So those are the three basics of our mission.
Okay. Now, you said that the state, is it the state grant to the hospital?
How does that work? It's a little fuzzy. All the self-help centers have some sort of administrative agency that helps oversee what goes on.
Okay.
And so for us and a few others, one center each is connected to a specific agency. So our connection is with the Hunterdon Medical Center. This was back in the day when they were developing a community outreach portion of the behavioral health department.
Okay.
A woman named Doris Spencer did a lot of work for getting this grant to get going, and grants also that eventually became family intensive family support services and school-based and all that. So the state funds us, but our administrative affiliation is with the medical center. Now, there's another 20 centers whose affiliation is with CSP. So that's Collaborative Support Programs.
Oh, okay.
They're out of Freehold, right. And they do everything. They do, like, housing and just
right.
They do an incredible amount of programs, and they have 20 centers that they oversee.
Mm-hmm.
Every center is a little different because some of us, like Flemington, we're rural. You know, and others are in the middle of Camden or North,
right.
and they're urban. So
right.
We do different things. We have different concerns generally, but the basics of a self-help center are being able to feel like you belong,
mm-hmm.
and being able to participate in something that's going
being
on
accepted
there.
And
being accepted,
right.
All that good
right.
stuff. Yeah,
because a lot of times people
yeah.
aren't accepted in certain areas. You
right.
know.
Right,
because
yeah.
of illness or whatever.
Right,
and,
absolutely, absolutely.
You know, and it's just amazing, you know.
Yeah, there's a big effort in the county to change that. There's a stigma-free chat task
right.
force right now, and they're just becoming very active. We had a forum that was based all about overcoming stigma on the 23rd of May, and we're looking forward to working with them. Several of our members are part of that task force even. So.
Right.
So we're out there, you know, trying to get the word out that hey, you know, acceptance is the decent thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right. I mean, you
yeah.
know, it's
yeah. yeah.
People are people,
right?
You know, and we all
yeah.
have something.
We all have something.
You know, I mean, all except me because I'm just perfect. But
right?
Than,
yeah.
No, I'm only kidding. You know that.
Yeah.
But you know, seriously, we all have something, and it's. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's a shame, but it's just not mental health that has the prejudice. There's so much other going around,
right, yeah,
too. It's
yeah.
just, you know,
yeah.
you know, it drives me nuts. But,
right.
yeah, you know, it's just...
yeah, well, you know, there are people out there working on it, and here in the
right,
county, too, which is
right.
great. Yeah,
yeah, it is. And,
yeah.
You know, Mrs. Cody was...
Right.
You know, she gave quite a talk that...
Quite a talk.
Right. And I talked to her assistant this morning, and she's going to come on the radio.
Oh, good.
On
yeah.
our show. Yeah.
That's great. That's
yeah.
great, yeah.
She has to wait till she finishes. She's a teacher. And
right,
she has to wait till school's over, and so
yeah.
she's going to do it during the summer.
She had a powerful story, too.
Ooh,
yeah.
Wow. Yes,
yeah.
definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. And, well, Sharon, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm good.
You want to tell us a little bit about your background? I know that from speaking to you at Community Day
mm-hmm.
that you were homeless for quite a while.
Yes.
And so if you'd like to elaborate just a little bit about that, I'd, you know.
Sure. Actually, I came from the Essex County area.
Essex County?
Essex County
okay.
area. Born and raised in East Orange, New Jersey. And I always knew that I was different. It was always something wrong, but I never knew. My mother used to call, say I had the Jan Brady syndrome, you know, like I was different. And it wasn't until, that's why I identified with Miss Cody so much, until after I had my first child. And I didn't understand, like, why I couldn't really connect with my child. Like why I just couldn't hold, and I was having those thoughts of hurting her, and I didn't know what was wrong with me. I thought I was going crazy, so I left the baby with my mother just so she can be, you know,
mm-hmm.
in a healthy environment,
right.
so I wouldn't hurt her. And then I became homeless. I became homeless, sleeping on the streets of North East Orange. I was in and out of psych hospitals, and it appeared they were using me as a medicine machine, like just trying different medicines and let me out the hospital. And I was still homeless, and I was still helpless, and I still, like, had no idea, like, where I was going. And it was when I had my last child, was my son. That's when it all came tumbling down. My son was a product of a sexual assault, and the mental health just totally took over. Like, every time I seen my son, it was like I could just picture doing things right to him, and it was like horrible. And needless to say, like, my mom took me in again. You know, my mother was always there. And, like, the postpartum and every the mental health, like, I never connected the two until I spoke with, until I heard Ms. Cody speak the other day.
Right.
That's
right.
When I connect. I said, oh, wow, it was postpartum. Like, I wasn't crazy, you know.
Right,
So I became homeless again, you know, because my mother just couldn't, because she didn't know, no one knew what was wrong with me. No one knew I was wrong. Like it was really, really, really bad. Like, I felt alone. And one day, I was hungry. I couldn't find a place to eat. It was on a Sunday. All the soup kitchens were closed. Everything was closed. And I was so, so hungry. So I went to a supermarket, and I began to take food. And I was arrested. That's when I went to see the judge. They was about to send me home, and I begged them. I said, please, there's something wrong with me. Like, please leave me here so I could get the help that I need. And that's when I was referred up here to Huntington County. First, I went to a spiritual program, Good News Home for Women. Mm-hmm. And
they've been on the radio with us here.
And the mental health, like, I still couldn't get it together. Like I was still hearing the voices, you know, even with the medication. I was like, I need to find the right doctor. Like, it's something right wrong with me. And that's when I was introduced to Easter Seals of Huntington.
Mm-hmm.
They helped me so much. You know, they were the ones that, you know, actually helped me get in the job at getting together. You know, my worker, Kendall, she was awesome. She was awesome. Like, when I got on the right medication and start seeking, seeing therapists and psychotherapy, like, I finally, it was like 10 bricks was like taken out of my pocket. Like, I felt so much lighter. I can breathe. Like, you ever, like, in the morning, you get up and just breathe, like, you know, I could breathe, like, and I was like, oh, my God, you know, I wasn't having a hard time getting out of bed, because some mornings before I got on my right medication, it was like getting out of bed was like a challenge by itself. Like, I didn't want to see the sunlight. I put black sheets up to my window, so try to keep it dark. So when the sunlight came and happened to look at myself again, I was like, oh, my God, no, no, no. It's daytime again. Mm-hmm. It's another day. And this county, the places, the organizations in this county, like Easter Seals, Good News Home for Women, has helped me so, so much. And when I found out about the getting the get the self-help center, I was like, if there's a self-help center around here that I could have went to, you know, that people that could identify what I'm going through. And when I looked at the job, I was like, wait a minute. They will accept me with mental health? I'm like, oh, my God.
Yes, we will.
So I applied for the job, and instantly, when I went in, I was like, oh, my God, I just fell in love with it. I fell in love with it because the stigma was, it seemed like at that little period, the sticker was gone, you know.
Right.
They didn't look at me as the girl with the crazy girl, or the depressed girl, or the girl with the issues. I was a person.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was a person working in the place where everybody, like, understand each other, you know. And this is a really good experience for me. It's a really good experience. But since I've been up here through the programs up here, through Easter Sales, I was able to go back to college, get employed, you know, bought my first new car, you know, so it's like all your life not knowing nothing about life, even though you're in life, but you don't know that you're here.
Mm-hmm.
And when you
finally,
you know, get a hold of life, you like, oh, like just loving to go on the porch and just drink a cup of coffee and like listening to a big thing to me is like looking at the flowers because I never seen them. They were there, but I never saw them.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was always dark to me.
Right.
But that's a little of my story.
So I assume you're not homeless now, right?
No, okay. No, not homeless now. I have an apartment now. Life is great. You know, I have a good relationship with my children.
That was my next question.
Yeah, good relationship with my children. Very good. My son,
what do you have, two?
I have three. I have
three
girls and a boy.
Okay.
My son is graduating high school this year. He's going into the armed forces. And when my son was, I think he was like 16, was the first time I actually told my son I loved him and was actually able to like hug him,
mm-hmm.
you know, without feeling
like
a big chill going through my body or without having to run and like just wash off and things like that. But life is great now. You know, I have two grandsons. You know, my daughter, she lives in California. Because her husband is on Border Patrol. So I have a great relationship with my mom now, you know.
Right.
Friends, you know, so life is great.
Is your mom around here? Or?
My mom actually lives in Monroe.
Okay.
In Monroe, New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah, and, like, my brother, my sister, because they were always like run from when they saw me on the streets, and now they call me. You know, we call each other. So like life is just great. Like the life that I was looking for, you know, all my life.
Right.
You know, I always thought something was wrong. Like, what is wrong with me? That nobody wants to be bothered with me. You know, and like, what's wrong? I don't even want to be bothered with myself. You know, so
there are days like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I say life is great. Life is awesome, and I love what the self help center does. You know, it's a place where people can come and feel comfortable just to be themselves. You don't have to hide like your mental illness. Like, it's a place that you could come and just open up and just be yourself. We have a great staff, we have a great group of peers. You know, it's awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah, and people should remember that there is a person in there, you know, and the illness is not always the person. In rare circumstances it is, but 99% of the time it's not.
Right.
Yes.
And, you know, that there is a person in there. Well, Sharon, I appreciate your courage
for
coming on and telling that. You know,
took a great deal of courage.
Yes. I don't know that I could have done it, but
You
know, I'm serious, you know. But, you know.
Thank you.
We're thankful for Sharon at the center because her experience, for example, with homelessness really informs what she does with other people at the center, too.
Sure.
The fact is, we do know of a few homeless people that are homeless here in Hunterdon County.
Right.
And they have come to the center to, you know, relax and, you know, be comfortable because it's very uncomfortable to sleep on concrete every night and to wonder where you're going to get a hot meal from, you know, and things like that. So a couple of people over this spring and part of the summer have found a place of acceptance and you know, they are they seem right now, I can speak for one individual, he seems very encouraged by the help he's gotten generally, and he seems like he's going to be, you know, moving along with what he needs to move along with so he can stay not homeless, you
right,
know?
Right.
So Sharon's really interacted with that person to, you know, help him find resources.
He's very fortunate that his church has right. supported him that long.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Have put him up in a motel that long.
You know. Sort of like it takes a village, that
right.
whole thing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and I know who you're talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And I also know the young lady that
yeah.
went back to
the
Oregon,
West Coast.
I guess it
yeah,
was.
Yeah,
a,
yeah, yeah.
But,
yes.
Oh, God.
I'm so, oh, God. But Huntington County is the first county that I've been in that offers so much help with mental health.
And we don't feel it offers enough.
Yeah, you know? Right, yeah.
But imagine being in some of those other counties.
No, I understand, yeah. but, yeah. you know, we still don't feel it offers enough, you know.
It's like this mic has helium in it or something.
Yeah, yeah. right? Yeah. But, no, it's just, you know, I've heard people say, well, this is Huntington County. This is one of the richest counties in the country. It's certainly one of the most richest counties in the state of New Jersey. How can they be homeless? So I always say to them when they talk to me that way, I say, well, you know where the new Walmart is in Flemington? Well, walk behind it, and you'll see a railroad track. Cross the railroad track and look down.
Mm-hmm.
You see the tents? That's homeless in the richest
mm-hmm.
county, according to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know that some of them go to the behavioral health at the hospital, and they're homeless,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, you know, it's just unfortunate that any place has homeless. I don't
right.
care here or any place
yeah.
else.
Yeah, and there is a correlation. There's a correlation, and I think Sharon has the number better than I do because she's been working with this for a while. But there is a correlation between mental health status and homelessness.
Actually, I am a part of the Homeless Coalition, and I'm doing some advocacy courses with them, and we're going to get a chance to go to the legislative office out in Trenton and talk about the homeless situation, because need to raise the awareness for the homeless situation in Huntington County. You know, everyone that I talk to, they say the politicians don't believe there is a homeless situation because it's a rich county.
Right,
right, exactly.
And, yes, and 9 times out of 10, they have mental health issues.
Right, yeah, the announcement for the affordable housing just came out where there's going
right.
to be a lottery. There's going to be 200 slots here in Huntington. They listed all the income thresholds for all the counties. We're 36,000, and I don't think that there's anyone higher. And the lowest is around 23, and that would probably be Burlington or Atlantic. You know, but we're
mm-hmm.
one of the highest thresholds, which
sure.
which, if there were enough affordable housing, would work out just fine, but
yeah,
there isn't nearly enough affordable housing in Huntington County. But for those people who might feel that are in that situation and might feel that they might feel at home with the way we described, and for the friends that know that are listening now and might know some of those people, the center is a place to come during the day, sort of late afternoon, early evening. You'll get a meal or at the very least some refreshments and some company, and there's a TV and a pool table, and we have a computer room.
And good food, I can tell you that.
And good food. And we were just raving over Priscilla's
mac
and cheese.
Because she's very generous with her macaroni and cheese when we ask. And there's a nice place to sit out back and hang out with people and things. And we're planning to grill out this afternoon with our electric grill with hot dogs. So, whoever hears my voice and like to stop by and see the place, that'd be great. And if you want to sit with us a while, that's great too. And again, if you think this is a place you really need, do come by and participate with us.
Right.
We absolutely need you to come in and be part of us.
Yeah.
And we have a meet and greet on the 17th, so that's, yeah.
You want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, a meet and greet is a little more casual than an open house sort of thing. And it's a great time to come in, see the place, listen to people talk about what the center is for them, you know, what they get out of being at the center.
Mm-hmm.
And to get more information, just
right.
Hi, how are you? This is what we do. This is our layout. You know, so hopefully people will come by. It's going to start at noon. And I'm not sure when we're ending, but it's going to start at noon on the 17th, which is a Friday.
I was going to say that. I was trying to think when the 17th was.
Yeah.
And that's 17th of June you're talking
right,
about.
Right, of June. Right? Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. We're also, we got a lot going on, actually. We're part of, since we're part of behavioral health, we get opportunities to do, participate in some fundraisers that they might be invited to. So last year, for a whole month, Jersey Mike's did that any proceeds went to behavioral health. And they,
those of you that don't know, Jersey Mike's is a sub shop.
Yeah, and they were really generous. They really did a lot. That was a corporate thing they did. And then on then this time around, they're going to do it for 2 days, but that's because the owner wants to do it. So we'll be part of sitting in at Jersey Mike's at a table there,
okay,
give information out.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Do you know what the date that is?
The 15th, which is the Wednesday of that same week that we're having. That week is really busy for us.
That's a busy week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely a busy week.
Yeah.
Sharon, what advice would you give to those who have someone in their family or know of someone who is homeless?
Reach out, like give them resources. Don't shut the door. Don't shut them out, you know, because you never know what a person is going through, you know. Just sometimes, even if it's a hug, you know, sometimes that just make you feel like you're important, you know.
Right.
Don't run away from them, you know. Don't be embarrassed of them, you know what I'm saying? Like support them.
Mm-hmm.
Give as much support as possible. You know, that's the key thing. If I would have got the support that I received here, and if my mother would have known about the mental health like she do now, because now she fosters kids with mental health issues.
Oh, she does?
Yes, she does.
That's awesome.
Yes, because she didn't know. And not knowing, you know, now she, you know, she went to courses. Now she know about it. Now she can offer help also.
That's awesome. We have to take a quick break. You're listening to Mental Health Matters, and we will be back in just a few seconds.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Rob Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host, and we're very privileged to have with us today Eileen Fisher, who's the manager of the Getting Together Center and also a radio show host on WDVR for many, many years. Many years. Right, Eileen?
That's right. Yeah, yeah. I've been there 26 years since it began.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, my show is Currents and Tradition, which is on 4 o'clock on Tuesdays. Sundays. Wait, I don't know where I got Tuesday. Sunday.
10 o'clock at Thursday night.
Right,
wasn't it?
Yeah. But then the opportunity to get an earlier slot came up, and I asked. And actually, I did. I was on Sundays from 7 to 10, and then recently in April, there was another schedule change, and I took the 4 o'clock.
Okay.
So
I have to ask you, you still do Celtic music?
Yeah, I do. I do. I do it both on the Currents and Traditions, and I do once a month I do the Celtic Sunday Brunch show on WDVR. That's sort of a team effort where we have four other people now doing it, because there's always a fifth Sunday somewhere every once in a while. Uh-huh. So there's a person who comes in just for the fifth Sunday.
Okay.
But we got Patrick Clifford, who's a locally known musician who does an Irish session twice a month over at not too far from here at Factory Fuel. Uh-huh. And we have Cheryl Prashker doing a show now, who is the percussionist for a group known as Runa, and they've had some really fantastic musicians in their band. And Walt Hake, who's been with the radio station for a long time, and Jeanette. Her name is actually Jeanette McDonald, not spelled the same way as the actress,
right.
But she does the Celtic show on the fifth Sunday. And I'm on the third Sunday. So it's really interesting, because when I think of Irish music or Celtic music, I think of something different than St. Patrick thinks of or that Walt thinks of. So you get a really well-rounded idea of what Irish music is.
Right.
You know, for those of you that are most familiar with it through say, Celtic Woman or Riverdance, that's really just the tip of the iceberg. That's really just the minimal surface of it. It's one of those musics that goes way down into the culture, and way down into our culture, in fact.
Sure.
Because there have been so many who migrated from there. So, but it's there's always something interesting on WDVR.
Right.
If you're not crazy about Celtic music, then the next show is pre-1930s pop music, and then the show after that is my show on a Sunday. And then it's the other side. where L. Paul does a feature on Beatles history, and he does
blues.
And
we got country music on there, too.
And a lot of country music.
A lot of country music.
Yeah, not necessarily on Sundays, but we do, no. Yeah. We have Saturday mornings are a lot of country.
Right.
Friday nights are a lot of country.
A lot of country on Friday nights.
Yeah, there's there's a great bluegrass show on tonight at 7 o'clock, so... We're in those old school stations.
Friday morning we have the 50s there. 50s,
oh yeah,
60s. You know,
Studebaker Hawk and all
that.
Yeah, he's really cool. And then
I like him.
And then the guys. Yeah, and then the guys after him. Yeah, whose names? Oh my God! But anyway,
don't worry about it.
They do like, okay, here's the B side of the 45.
Right.
You know what was on the A side?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, you've got a busy June, I guess.
We do, absolutely. Oh, my gosh.
And what other things are coming up in the near future here?
In the near future, we've already done Community Day, which is fantastic. Thanks for inviting us. Okay. And actually, just before June, we had a Memorial Day thing, and we did it all at the center. We got a new electric grill, and we grilled out, and that was really cool. And in June, we are planning these things. As I said, we have a couple of outreach things, such as the 15th at Jersey Mike's. In the evening sometime, sort of early evening, we'll be there. On the 17th is the meet and greet. On the 18th, we're hoping to go on an outing, which we have to thank NAMI for generously funding. As long as it's within the budget, we'll figure out something. There's been some talk of a powwow. It might be something else by the time we get there. But, you know, we go out on outings locally. We go to the car shows as much as we possibly can because some of our guys really like that.
And, the local one here in Flemington?
Yeah, the one here in Flemington. And, I can't remember. DBSA. If you come to DBSA on a Tuesday night, we start at 6:30, and it is a peer-run group. You talk as much as you want about whatever. Now, there's a little check-in card. You say your name. You say your diagnosis and stuff if you want. You say what's going on in your life if you want. And you respond to other people. And then we go out for dinner, like to the diner or something.
You want to elaborate on that? I know what DBSA is.
Okay, DBSA is the Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance, which is a national group. There was a chapter in Hunterdon for a while, and then for a few years now it's been defunct. Back in December, before December, one of our really dedicated volunteers, Barbara White, and another person who isn't on the team right now, started networking with the Somerset chapter, DBSA. And that eventually led to us getting a chapter getting a group going in December. What the goal is to have a very diverse group facilitated by a peer, by someone who's been through the training with DBSA.
Right.
A very diverse group who all come together on the common ground of having had to handle depression or bipolar or whatever, no matter what walk of life you're from. And since December, we've met every week except for that one weekend that it snowed this year.
Yeah.
And for the most part, the group goes and socializes at a diner or something afterwards. So, you know, you get to connect with people on all kinds of subjects that are affected by depression. There was a space of several weeks where people were just so wrapped up in family stuff. They talked about their divorces, and they talked about their kids, and they talked about all that, you know. Mm-hmm. And then other people are talking about how tough it is to work and deal with depression And it runs the gamut over several weeks.
Sure.
A couple of people have come with their either the, you know, mothers and children have come, children have come, just so that one of them has the support that they need. So it's been a wide range of people. So we're always looking for people to come to the center, to come to the DBSA group and all that, and also. On Tuesdays, we've started a women's group at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We just had the first one last week, and we're looking forward to having the second one this week. So
okay,
we're trying to plan things so it works. You know what
right.
I mean? So that the day that there's maybe something before and after the groups and that sort of thing. So.
Mm-hmm. And just so everybody knows, it's the Getting Together Center is at 52 East Main Street.
Right.
In Flemington.
In Flemington. Where,
and it's East Main Street.
East Main Street.
Right.
Which means if you're facing the monument, you bear right.
Right. That's it.
And then we're about a block away from the Salvation Army, which is the old
right.
Synagogue.
You have to pass the Salvation Army, which
right.
is on the left, and...
Yeah.
About a half a block or a block past that.
Yeah.
On the left also is 52 East Main Street.
Right. It's a little stucco house like thing, stuck away from the street a bit. Directly across from for the people, for the really old timers, directly across from the Bush Dairy, which is now houses Safe and Hundred in Keller's Tire,
yeah.
several other things.
A lot of lawyers.
Yeah. That sort of thing. So we're like directly across from them, and we're a block from the 7-Eleven if you're coming
right.
in from 31.
Right.
I want to elaborate more on the women's group. It's called Women of Excellence. I went to Eileen and Nancy and asked, can, you know, I start this group, because realizing it's hard enough being a woman sometimes as it is. And a woman suffering with mental health illnesses. You know, sometimes, like, you just need, like an hour just to come somewhere to find other women that's going through or have been through what you're going through or what you have went through. Sometimes you just need somewhere to just scream about your kids or your or your husband, you know, the job, you know. So I started that just to try so we could build each other up from the inside out, you know? So every Tuesday, 1 o'clock, I'm going to be there. First 5 women gets a gift bag.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're also looking forward to hiring a new person. We have a candidate in mind, so we'll be back to full staff with another driver and everything really soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. I have to ask, Sharon, you know, you were really like down and out. How did you make such a remarkable turnaround? I mean, you know, you were homeless, you had mental health issues, and it seems like once your mental health issue was addressed, everything else seemed to fall into place. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. I wanted to live. I wanted to live because at one time, even with children, people say children are the most beautiful things in the world. And when I had my children, I wanted to die. Some points in my life, I didn't want to live. I tried to commit suicide on numerous occasions. Only wake up in the hospital like, I'm still here. You know,
mm-hmm.
And I got to a point in my life to where though I wanted to live and I wanted a life. I used to see people like getting up in the morning to go to work. I was like, oh, well, I want to do that one day. You know, I just want to get up with a smile on my face, you know,
mm-hmm.
like I just want to drink a cup of coffee, like, and appreciate it, you know, not to get rid of hunger pains, you know, and not to try to bring myself up. Because I was always so down, you know, and I wanted to see another color besides black.
Yep.
You know, I got so sick of looking at everything like through dark sunglasses, you know, and just me wanting to live and wanting a better life led me to turn my life around. With the help from the most help I received, people may not believe, but the most help I received was in this county. Like, I really love the county. I love the work that they do. The help that you can receive in this county is so, so awesome. It's
yeah,
awesome.
Compared to a lot of other places,
yes
mm-hmm. I agree.
Yes.
And it's still not where it should be, but,
exactly.
you know,
right, yeah.
but it's a heck of a lot better than a
yes,
lot of other places.
Yes.
I wish it would be a lot better, but time will tell.
Yes.
We do have people working on it, and even people like the prosecutor.
Oh yeah! Oh my gosh!
He's awesome!
Oh my God!
He was on a radio with me also. And he's very good.
Oh my
very
God!
Cool.
Yeah. I heard what they do. It's awesome! It's awesome. People would think that a prosecutor are bad. You know?
Yeah.
They are really helping people. They are really involved with their mental health.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Awesome! Oh my God! It's awesome.
Yeah. Right. Prosecutor. Someone else I was just thinking of too. To put a plug in for NAMI. NAMI is made up of volunteers, like you hear every day when you hear this, or every week when you hear the introduction to this show. But that means that there are a few really dedicated volunteers, and they're doing work too. I know who else I was going to talk about, but it takes everybody. It takes the elected official. It takes the family member who's experienced it from the side of being a parent and saying, "Oh my God,
yep,
what do I do now?"
Sure,
and it takes people who've experienced the illness to be out there, and all working together. The freeholder here in town, who has talked about his story has been really exceptional and really impressive for what he's done and how he supported the efforts of different things like the forum and the stigma-free task force and so on.
Yeah, it's true.
So we have friends in all different places here in the county, which is great to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you can reach out if you need help and, hopefully you'll get it,
Yes.
If someone wanted to get in touch about the center, Eileen, how would they do that? Either email or phone number or
Our phone number.
A minute left, so.
Okay. All right. Our phone number is 908-806-8202. Our email address is gt52eastmaine@gmail.com. That's gt52eastmaine@gmail.com.
And the phone number was?
908-806-8202. And look up Getting Together on Facebook.
Okay. There you go. All right, folks. I really appreciate it, Eileen, Sharon. I can't thank you enough. And Eileen, you'll be back.
Yeah, I'll be back. Yeah.
You'll be back.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
This is
awesome.
Oh, this is so awesome.
It's so great to hear success stories like yourself.
Right, yeah.
It's
an incredible story.
It is. It's just, it's amazing.
Thank you for your courage.
Yeah, definitely. And we do appreciate it. And like I said, you will be back.
Yeah.
listen again next week to Mental Health Matters. And enjoy your week. And this is Larry Cartwright wishing you all well.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
USA Radio News with Tammy Rose.
Florida, Governor Rick Scott is declaring a state of emergency as Tropical Storm Colin approaches.
Just like what we do with a hurricane, just like what we do with Zika, we get prepared. And when we get prepared, we do a better job. So every family has to get prepared.
The storm, packing 50-mile-per-hour winds, is expected to make landfall in the Panhandle area of the Gulf Monday night. But most of the state will feel its effects. Some areas around Tampa Bay could get 6 to 10 inches of rain as Colin moves northeast over southern Georgia. Local emergency managers are urging people to stay off the roads and in their homes until the storm passes. The next Baltimore cop being tried in connection with the death of Freddie Gray will not have his case decided by a group of his peers. Officer Caesar Goodson opted out for a bench trial during a pretrial hearing Monday morning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane